It's Tuesday, August 30th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Severe flooding in Pakistan has resulted in over 1,060 deaths and brought on at least $10 billion in damages, amounting to 4% of the nation's gross domestic product, reports the Manila Times. Plus, 300,000 homes have been destroyed, and the lives of 33 million people have been impacted. The average salary in Pakistan is $350 per month. One-third of the country is underwater during this intense monsoon season. In other news from Pakistan, persecution of Christians is heating up there. The High Court of Lahore recently upheld the death sentences of two Christian brothers charged with blasphemy against Islam, reports International Christian Concern. Tragically, somebody had created a website containing illegal information and attached the Christians' names and contact numbers to it, resulting in these serious charges and convictions. Pakistan is the eighth worst country in the world for Christian persecution. Nahum 1 verses 7 and 8 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue his enemies." Fed Chairman Jerome Powell made headlines over the weekend by promising higher interest rates and more monetary tightening. In a speech given at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell made this promise.
"We are taking forceful and rapid steps to moderate demand so that it comes into better alignment with supply and to keep inflation expectations anchored. We will keep at it until we're confident the job is done."
He admitted that Fed policies would introduce, quote, "pain to households and businesses," end quote, but not following through would cause, quote, "far greater pain," end quote. The global equities market was impacted. Japan's TOPIX index dropped 1.8%. Euro stocks dropped about 1%. And the U.S. NASDAQ dropped 4.8% from last Thursday's numbers, still 25% off from last November's high. Democrats are criticizing the president's $500 billion giveaway to college graduates, which cancels some of their college debt. Fox News reports that Democrat Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Michael Bennett of Colorado, and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, along with Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio, have already voiced concerns. Yesterday, the California Air Resources Board voted to ban all gasoline-powered car sales by 2035, reports NPR. California accounts for about 40% of all electric cars in the U.S., and about 16% of new car sales are non-gasoline-powered. On Monday, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom called it, quote, "a groundbreaking, world-leading plan that will lead the revolution towards our zero-emission transportation future," end quote.
"If you want to reduce asthma, if you want to mitigate the rise of sea level, if you want to mitigate the loss of ice sheets around the globe, then this is a policy for other states to follow."
Two social media giants are jumping into the fray over abortion. First, Google has committed to only featuring abortion clinics for women seeking information on abortion. This is intended to draw women towards abortion and away from pro-life crisis pregnancy centers. Second, Yelp has already announced that it will provide similar guidance to pregnant women. The policy change comes after a letter was sent by 20-plus congressional Democrats urging Google's president to eliminate search results that might point users to, quote, "abortion alternatives," end quote. Plus, Google's doodles for religious holidays were discontinued years ago, while the company still celebrates Homosexual Pride Month and other perversions. Isaiah 3 verses 8 and 9 warns that their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The look on their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. On Sunday, the Village Church's Matt Chandler was placed on sabbatical after it surfaced that he was engaged in inappropriate social media conversations with a woman, not his wife, reports Christian Headlines. The church elders noted in a public statement that the pastor's interactions, quote, "failed to meet the 1 Timothy standard for elders being above reproach in this instance," end quote. During the church service in Flower Mound, Texas, which was video streamed, Chandler explained that the elders concluded that the messages were neither romantic nor sexual.
They looked into the conversation between me and this other woman, and they had some concerns. Those concerns were not that our messaging was romantic or sexual. It was that our conversations were unguarded and unwise. And because I don't ever want there to be secrets between us, the concerns were really about frequency and familiarity. We believe in brother-sister relationships here. And yet there was a frequency that moved past that. And there was a familiarity that played itself out in coarse and foolish joking. It's unbefitting of someone in my position as a lead pastor and as an elder. I'm held to a higher standard and fell short of that higher standard.
Chandler had an emotional response to the discipline of the elders, which takes him out of the pulpit for an unforeseen time.
If I'm on, I'm just really embarrassed. Feel dumb. Feel like I'm embarrassing my wife and kids, putting a ton of pressure on our staff. But the Word of God holds me to a certain standard, and I fell short.
Chandler is president of the Acts 29 network of 800 churches. Steve Temis, the previous Acts 29 CEO, was removed amid accusations of abuse in 2020, and former president and founder Mark Driscoll was removed in 2013 amid varying scandalous accusations. This just in, the Fifth Circuit Court has blocked the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services requirement that religious medical facilities provide gender transition surgeries and abortions. The department's guidelines, issued in March, were targeting federally funded medical entities. And finally, a courageous and creative bus driver and her helper are credited with saving the lives of two youngsters in the Dallas area caught in floodwaters. Simone Edmond and her bus monitor, Tekendria Valentine, tied two bus seatbelts together and formed a human chain to rescue the two children who were clinging to trees in the raging torrent, reports NBC News. Listen to the gratefulness of one child right after the rescue. Edmond told Fox News 4, quote, "It had to be God to send us that way and to make us think, because we knew they needed help," end quote. Indeed. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.